Mumineen, we are starting tafsir of Surah Taha. We pray to Allah with the blessings of Ahlul Bayt that we complete the tafsir of Surah Taha, inshallah, and whatever mistakes we do in this, may Allah forgive. There is hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who continues reciting Surah Taha will be loved by Allah. And the day of resurrection, his book of deed will be given to his right hand. May Allah give us tawfiqah to read Surah Taha regularly so that Allah can love us, inshallah, and get our deed book in right hand, inshallah. First verse is Taha. Taha is the abbreviation, alphabetical words. You know, alphabets like A, B, C, D. Taha is like alphabetical words. And they are very mystical. And from the narration, it has been said that Ta is for the seeker of the truth and Ha indicates a leader into it. That's how Ta has been explained. Taha and Yasin are the alphabetical words which came in Quran, which became Surah Taha and Surah Yasin, and they are alphabetical words. They were symbolized towards Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they were symbolized so much to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that they really became the name of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is said that Ali Muhammad is also called Ali Taha. And when you read the Surah Nudwa, Imam Azam Alayhi Salaam is called as Yabna Taha, because of Taha became the name of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ma Azalna Alayka Al-Qur'ana Li Tashqa, we did not send down the Quran to you that you distress yourself. So there are different explanations about distressing. Some translated distress as unsuccessful to yourself, like Mizan translate like this, but other tafasir said distress yourself. There are two explanations about this verse. One explanation is this, that when Quran was revealed to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet used to spend all night standing in front of Allah and doing salat to the point that his feet were swollen and he was in so much pain. So Allah revealed this verse in Quran to not to do so much distress on himself. That's one explanation. But Mizan gave another explanation which is so beautiful, that Allah revealed Quran to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he used to call people towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala through Quran, and people never, there are a lot of people who never paid attention to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Prophet used to get very distressed about it. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala calmed him down. He says that I did not reveal this Quran, O Prophet, that you distress yourself because people don't want to listen to you. And the second verse explains so beautifully about this explanation. Illa tadhkiruli mai yaksha, but only as admonition to him who fears. Allah says, why are you distressing yourself? It is admonition one who fears him, because everybody doesn't fear Allah. See, our real religion is in our soul, you know, because it's in our nature. Our nature knows, our soul knows that we are from one God and we have to return to him and we have to give our account of our deeds. But because of the desire of this world, we forget this, and especially the mushrikeen and kuffar, they start associating other gods with it, and then the world gets into their life to the point that they forget about their nature, that they are from God and they have to return to God and give the account of their deeds. So because of them loving this world, they stay away from the fear of Allah and just they don't pay attention to Quran, you know. But the one who fears Allah is the one who is a mu'min, who is a believer. He knows that he's from Allah, he has to return to Allah, and he has to give his records of deed on the judgment day and give account of his deeds. He will be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he takes the admonition. It has been said there are two kind of verses in Quran Hakim. One is the admonition verses, warning verses, and another verses are the glad tiding. But admonition verses are more than glad tiding verses. Because this is our, Allah knows our nature, what is good for us. So Allah revealed more admonition verses than glad tiding verses. Tanzeelam mimman khalaqal ardha was-samawati ula. It has been sent down from him who created the earth and the high heavens. Allah is introducing himself. That from where it came, Tanzeelul means it, slowly it has been revealed. In 23 years, from whom? Who created the earth and high heavens. We have to see the high heavens to humble ourselves. You know, that's why it is recommended that we should go under the sky and pray to Allah. Why? Because when you see the sky, we humble ourselves. No matter how much you become arrogant about Allah, but when you see the high heavens, you see the how high the stars are, you humble yourself that, oh Allah, I am nothing in front of your high heavens. And then when you see earth, you, that's why we do sajda to earth, to humble ourselves, that one day we have to go inside the earth and live there. Ar-Rahmanu alal arshistawa. The beneficent dominates on the arsh, the throne of existence. Ar-Rahman al-Arshit Tawa. Now Allah talks about, first he talked about that it has been revealed by the one who has high heavens and earth, and then he talks about himself. Ar-Rahman al-Arshit Tawa, the beneficent who dominates on the earth. Arsh, what is Arsh? Arsh is throne. Generally, Arsh is called a throne. Generally, we have throne of the kings, right? That's king sits on the throne and his body is on the throne and he controls his kingdom, right? Is that the case with Allah? No. Allah does not have body. Allah doesn't need a physical throne to have his body sit there, right? His arsh is in him. He is carrying the arsh. Arsh is not carrying him. So what is the really meaning of arsh? Arsh means his authority in the universe. His dominance on the universe. He controls everything in the universe. That's what he's saying, that the beneficent who dominates on the arsh means everything in the universe is in his control. Without any physical throne. Lahu ma fi samawati ma fil ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta thara. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth and whatever in between them and whatever is beneath the ground. Allah covered the whole universe with this beautiful verse. That where is authority is being applied, he said, the heavens, the earth, what is between heavens and the earth, and what is beneath the earth, which is the belly of the earth. He has control of everything. He controls it, he owns it, he regulates it, he does everything. Now he is talking more about his control, how deep his control is. In tajhar bil qawli fa innahu ya'lamu sirra wa akhfa. And if you utter loud, for verily he knows the secret and more hidden. Allah is saying that now look at my control, my regulation, that if you speak loud, if you keep a secret, or it is even more hidden, he knows everything. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explains, Allahumma salam ala Muhammad, secret means which you keep quiet, and what is hidden means what your mind had, you forgot it. That's called hidden, and Allah still remembers that. That's how his regulation says. That's why we should always, when waswasa comes to our heart, those temptations, and you have a wrong thinking come in, do the astaghfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan puts waswasa. That's why in the Quran there are a lot of verses, when those desires come, the believers, they get very careful and is wondering where this is coming from, and they start calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Most beautiful names. Allah is saying, Allahu la ilaha illallah. Allah is the God. There is no God but Him. Lahul asma'ul husna. All beautiful names belong to Allah. What beautiful names Allah got? Allah's names are perfect names. They are all beautiful names. His qualities are perfect and most beautiful. He is alim. He knows everything. He is high, that he is ever living. He is omnipotent. Means he is qadir on everything. He is wudud. He loves. He is rahman. He is rahim. All beautiful names belong to him. He is the avenger. He takes. He avenges against his enemy. He is just. All his names are perfect and beautiful. Allah says. Allah says that my names are, so call him with his names. Allah loves when you call him with his name. Prophet says, and it is through Imam Ali alayhi salam, verily there are 99 names of Allah, the blessed and exalted, he who counts them will enter paradise. Imam says, there are 99 names of Allah in Quran, there are 99 names, and who counts it will go to paradise. There is more hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, which Imam Raza recited, verily there are 99 names for Allah, Almighty, Glorious. He who invocates by them, it will be answered from him. And who counts them will enter paradise. So if you call by the names of Allah, Ya Mujibo, Ya Qareebo, you take Allah's name and do dua, Allah will answer you, inshallah. And if you count them, you read them, you recite those names, inshallah, you'll enter paradise. But there is more to it, that when you talk about Allah's name, then you have to develop those attributes of Allah in yourself. What are Allah's names? What are Allah's names? Allah's names are Allah's attributes. There are 99 names which are mentioned in the Quran, maybe more, according to narration, there are like 1,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they all describe his attributes. And all his attributes are owned by him. His attributes from his holy essence is not say it is one and same thing. All his names are owned by his holy essence. There is no separation between his holy essence and his names. All his names do is to show his attributes. Somebody cannot separate his names from his attributes. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, who separates his names from his attributes is a polytheist. Because then you are separating two different entities. So in reality, Allah owns, there is no separation between his attributes and his holy essence. They all point to his holy essence. So, to enter in paradise, we have to adopt his attributes in our heart, because those attributes should shine in our personality. Like if he's a Rahman, he's a Rahim, we should show Rahman in ourselves. If he's Alim, we should develop some ilm. If he's Adil, we should be Adil, you know, we should be just. Those are the things that we need to develop in ourselves. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, by Allah, we are the most beautiful names. Imam said, we are Allah's most beautiful names. They are the most beautiful names because they point us towards his holy essence. Who showed us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to see Rahmaniyat of Allah, you see in Prophet. If you want to see the justice of Allah, you see in Imam Ali. If you want to see justice of Allah's names, you will see in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah. If you want to see his love, you see in Fatima Zahra salam alayhi. To see his love, those are because they are the manifestation of his names, and they all take us to his holy essence. Who could show our holy essence like fourth Imam showed his holy essence? By Sahif Sajjadia, doing 50 duas, which reminds us to his holy essence. Hal ataka hadith Musa, and has the story of Moses reached you? Allah is saying to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has the story of Moses reached to you? Moses alayhi salam is loved by Allah so much, you know, so much. And in this surah Taha, we have most of the description of Prophet Moses alayhi salam. And we read in the beginning, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that who read Taha, Allah will love him. Allah loved Musa so much, Moses alayhi salam, you know. In Quran, Allah repeatedly talked about him. We should develop love for each prophet separately. We should love Ahlul Bayt the most, we know that. But other prophet, we should love them to our maximum also. And develop some of their personality, you know. When you love somebody, you get some out of that, you know. We need to love, we need to see how he was close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much he dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah described these verses not to be as to blind and deaf, but to get into love with it. So that so Allah saying hal ataka hadith Musa, Allah is saying the prophet, and he's saying to us too that did he reach has the story of Moses reached to you? Did he reach to us? If he reached to us, we'll become really Musa, you know, lover of Allah, who talk to Allah. We need to learn how to talk to Allah when we are in salat. We need to talk to Allah when we are alone and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will listen. It is our blindness and is our deafness that we don't know that Allah is listening. Allah, listen, you need to learn to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will answer you. You will feel in your heart if you develop this habit. Hal ataka hadithu Musa idra'a naran faqala li ahlihim kuthu inni anasu nara la'alli ataikum minha بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى. When he saw the fire, then he said to his family, wait, verily I perceive fire, perhaps I can bring you a brand from it, or may find some guidance at the fire. This is a story when Musa alayhi salam, Moses was coming from Madian with his pregnant wife and was going back to Egypt with his pregnant wife, and they were in the jungle. It was a night time and they lost their way. And they lost their way, then it was a cold night, you know, and then Musa saw a fire from a distance, and he said to his wife, stay here, I go there, perhaps I can get some brand, you know, the fire, so that you can warm yourself, or maybe I can find a way from there, like if somebody might be there, and I can ask him that where is the way to go back to Egypt, you know, that's what he said, you know. And that was his plan, you know, to find his own way. But commentator said it was so beautiful that Musa went to find his own way, and Allah gave him the prophethood to show the way to the whole world. And still, through Quran, Musa alayhi salam is showing way to us today. So how to confront the Pharaoh of time, and how Allah helps you to confront the Pharaoh of time, you know, how Allah help comes, you know. We have our ulama today who are confronting Pharaoh of our time, you know. We have Musa of today. We need to know who is the Musa of today. Falamma ata nudiya ya Musa inni ana rabbuka fa'lan alayk innaka bil wadil muqaddasi tuwa. Then when he came to the fire, he was called, O Moses, verily I am your Lord, therefore take off your shoe, verily you are in the holy valley of Tuwa. Subhanallah. When he reached there, he was so blessed, he was so lucky, you know, we feel that what a position Musa alayhi salam got. Falamma atau nudiya ya Musa inni ana rabbuka. The voice came, inni ana rabbuka. We are all looking for Allah all our life. How blessed as Musa was in that night. Inni ana rabbuka. Surely I am your Lord. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Fakla nalik. Tumhari, take away shoes. Surely you are in the holy valley of Tuwa. It was valley of Tuwa. So it is the tradition that when you go to any blessed place, a holy place, you got to take your shoes out. That's why when we go to mosque, we take our shoes out. Now there are narration, there are symbolic meaning of this verse. What is the meaning of the shoe is that it has been explained that he had two worldly anxieties. One anxiety was that his wife is pregnant and is in the jungle. One anxiety was dealing with Pharaoh because he killed somebody there and he had to face those charges. So he was worried about that. So Allah says, now you are with your Lord, the Lord of universe. Allah explained who is the Lord of universe in the beginning verses, that who has everything and he knows even what is it. Makhfi from us, hidden from us. So don't worry now. You faqlana alak, take it out. So when we do prayer, you know, brothers, we have all kind of worry in our heart, you know. Allah is teaching us faqlana alak. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, what is the meaning of doing sajda and ruku if you are still worried about something else? Your sajda is fake, your ruku is fake. If you do sajda and you say, Allah, I have left all this worry to you, let me pray you, then we will be happy. Otherwise, how could we be happy in salat, you know? This testing is done with us all the time. We wonder why Musa was said, look at us, how poor we are, you know? How much we have worries when we do salat, you know? So we should take our shoes. That's why I mean, there was arrow in Imam Ali's foot, and nobody took out that arrow. Prophet said, when he does salah, take out the arrow, you know, because Mola was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the arrow was taken out, you know. That's Ahlul Bayt, you know. Ahlul Bayt, that's how they did salah, because they took away their worldly anxiety outside, you know, and they were always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. And we are lovers of Imam Ali. We need to develop some characteristics to some degree, inshallah. Then Allah says, such a beautiful thing to him. First he says, I am your Lord. Then Allah says, وَنَخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعُ لِمَا يُحَى, and I myself have chosen you. Therefore, hearken unto what is revealed. So now we know that when Allah chooses, he chooses himself. You know, people chose prophet successor by themselves. Prophet successor, you know. People chose by themselves. Prophet prophethood was such a great thing, the highest position, the highest office, and people said, now we will choose somebody else's successor rather than Allah choosing it. There's a difference between our school and other schools. Our school says that nobody has any daring to choose the successor of prophet, because if you know prophet's position, if you know prophet's position, and if you read Quran, you will never dare to say that we will choose somebody else. Allah says that I have chosen you, therefore listen to what I reveal. So he was so blessed, that he was so purified, you know, that he was so purified that Allah says, you are the purified, I'll give you the prophethood. That's why we have ayat athir, the purification verse. In that purification verse, the holy five were the purified. Imam Ali is in that holy purification, in the holy verse. If you believe that Imam Ali was in that verse, nobody else was at that time around his companions, why don't you, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that in my nation there would be ulama, the scholars, whose position would be higher than the prophets of Bani Israel. Why? Because they will be revealed the verses of Quran in their heart, and they will become the faqih, the jurist, out of Quran. And they will be the one, some of them, who will deal the Pharaoh of that time. You see the difference between Pharaoh of that time and Pharaoh of this time, brothers? What is the big difference of Pharaohs of that time, Pharaoh of this time, and how they are dealing with Pharaohs of today's world? We need to reveal the Quran in our heart. So, does Quran, do we listen to Quran? We don't listen to Quran. Then how could we expect that Allah will love us? How we expect that Allah will love us? Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'buduni wa aqimus salata li dhikri. Verily, I am Allah. There is no God save me. So worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. Allah says, Ya Allah, when he was there, first he said, beautiful thing, that I am your Lord. Now he says, he turned around and says, you know, if you love Allah, you'll get crazy about this one. Innani ana Allahu. Surely I am Allah. Ya Allah. Innani ana Allahu. I am Allah. I'm remembering hadith of Imam Ali, that when the people of paradise will go to paradise, the people of Allah, there are two people, different people of paradise and people of Allah. People of paradise will enjoy the blessing of paradise, but people of Allah will be busy talking in secret to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they will love their secret more than dealing with paradise. And they'll be loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to talk to Allah as much as they can. That love comes through Quran and following the dua of Ahlul Bayt, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People become Hafiz Quran, respect them. Alim Quran, respect them, that Allah has chosen them to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a degree that we don't have that. Because this love of Allah will come only through His words. Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'buduni. He said, and Allah, there is no God save me. How happy he was when he was listening that. How very free he was that. How blessed he was. We do salam to Musa alayhi salam. We pray to Allah that when we go to salah, we have same feeling, inshallah. And we should desire to follow Allah for his love and what he deserves. Not always fearing Allah and fearing Allah. Fearing Allah is like a slave, you know. But we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a degree that Allah be happy with us. We want to do for everything for your love. There is no God save me, so worship me. Fa'abuduni, worship me, Allah said. Fa'abuduni, and establish prayer for my remembrance. The last thing Allah says in this majlis today, that establish prayer to remember me, to remember me. Establish prayer means Allah showed the position of the prayer, that establish prayers to worship me. Prayer is so important. He showed it how important prayer is, that if you want to remember me, don't claim that I remember Allah. If you are not establishing prayer, you are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever forgets a prayer should pray it when he remembers it. So if you forgot to pray, you should remember. When you remember, you just do right there. If there is time or no time, time passed, you do prayer first, you know. Because this is, if the prayer is accepted, all deeds are accepted. If a prayer is not accepted, your deeds are not accepted. So in this verse we see, worship me, so worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. Now we see that with these verses we see Ahlul Bayt, Tayyibin, Tahirin, especially we see the 10th of Muharram, when we see that how Allah was worshipped by Shuhada Karbala and how Allah was worshipped by Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We see the situation of Musa alayhi salam at that night, and we see the situation of Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram. When Musa alayhi salam went to this to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that holy tuwa, Allah says, take out your shoes outside there, Musa, with his anxieties. We see Imam Hussain alayhi salam, see he established prayer in the time of Asr, and he was with Allah's closest. He had so many anxieties of what happened to him, what happened to his children, what happened to his companions, how he lost his brother. He has anxiety that now after my martyrdom, how Sakina will be tortured, how they'll be imprisoned. But when he was doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgot everything. He was just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, innal lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.